Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. Presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. By the way, continuing to run air conditioning in my house in winter.
Why?
It's January 16th. Because I like the house under 72 degrees. Like, if it gets to 72, to me, that is hot.
It's kind of toasty.
And I could have
72 is what I keep it at.
The system's off. So there's no reason to put on the heater if it's at 72. And if it starts creeping up there, I got to turn the air conditioner and bring that thing down.
Yeah, but later today, cold front moving in. Probably won't need to crank it up.
I don't know. We must have good insulation.
Maybe.
House stays nice and warm. Plus, I sleep on the third floor. Heat rises.
It
right?
does, yes.
If I was in the basement level, then maybe I would need to use the air conditioning. Anyway, we played Rick Snyder's walk-up music there. Rick Snyder, columnist here on 106.7 The Fan, has written a couple columns about the Redskins and his thoughts on Scott Turner returning home. But I want to start off with the number two pick talk. It was more a hypothetical, and we brought this up on the show the other day. How do you see what the Redskins should do with that number two pick, Rick?
I think you should write Chase Young's name down and don't look back.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Well, he's a star player. But I wrote the column. Unless someone's going to give you three ones, which I don't know if they're going to do for a defensive player, that's a quarterback rating. But to get three ones, man up, and where are they in the three ones, if they're good three ones, not New England three ones, then, you know, I definitely would be tempted. There's no doubt they have to be tempted up to the end.
No,
Go ahead.
You also wrote kind of hypothetically, let's say the Bengals aren't able to reach some sort of deal with Joe Burrow. Jason kind of just scoffed at this notion that if Joe Burrow was there at number two, they should consider taking him.
Yeah, I would. I mean, it does happen like once a generation, it seems, Elway, Eli. But I would think if Cincinnati can't come to a deal with him for some reason, he just doesn't want to go there, that they'll trade the pick. You know, that's the most logical thing. But let's just say, for the heck of it, the Burrow is there. Wow, that's awful tempting to take him, you know, because he looks ready-made. And I know I've heard all these people say, well, Haskins beat him out at Ohio State. That's 2 years ago at the college level. This kid is much more ready for the NFL than Haskins is after a year in it. And he's the real deal. So I think I'd take Burrow unless...
Yeah, but he's just not going to be there. I mean, it's just literally a pipe dream. It's not going to happen. He is truly the best quarterback prospect since Andrew Luck, and it's not even close.
I agree. I don't think he'll be there, but, you know, you got to fill out a column. So
yeah, right. I get it. Hey, we got to do 4 hours every day, so I get it.
Rick, are you okay with the organizational setup where they're going to hire a GM after the draft? At first, I looked at that, and I was like, I don't know if I'm a big fan of that, but... If Rivera's coming in there and calling all the shots and he's retaining some of the guys and throwing some guys overboard, I don't really hate it. I think I'm okay with it at this point.
Yeah, everybody's been asking for the place to be burned down and driven from the land. Okay, here we go. Everybody's gone pretty much. So I think they've got maybe a team president in their pocket and they're waiting for it for different reasons. But it's okay. I mean, he's not going to be the guy picking the draft, hopefully.
Right.
You know, we don't want another Bruce here. So
right.
If you want to wait for him, that's fine.
What do you make of the whole Eric Schaefer mess there? Is that simply just Ron bringing in his own guy? Sounds like he had his own guy there in Carolina. A lot of local media loved Eric, it seemed like. He got a lot of good press.
Well, you know, Eric was a good guy, and he was good at what he did. And people confuse things about, well, they lost, so he couldn't be that good. Man, nothing has to do with each other. Fans are so bitter right now, it's just ridiculous. Nothing will make them happy. If they got Burrow, they'll want Young. If they get Young, they'll want Burrow.
That's true.
That's just the fan base is just, you hear it more than me.
Right.
The fan base is just, they're bottomed out and they're going to be angry for a long time.
Right.
So do what you got to do. But Schaefer, you know, I liked how they played the game of, well, Schaefer's fired. Oh, no, I'm sitting here at my desk. Yeah, for a few days.
Right.
You know, they just did that for appearances. And I think Schaefer was looking for something bigger, you know, maybe the team president role. And Rivera's got his own guy in mind. So a new, you know, Rivera is going to either take this team to something good or something bad, but it's going to be on him.
How could it be any worse? It can't
Isn't
be any
it
worse.
More on Haskins? The way I see it is if Haskins succeeds, Rivera will. If he doesn't, if he's average, if he's not a star, then it's not going to work for Ron Rivera.
And I've seen many a new coach come in and look at the quarterback they had and go, eh,
right.
I'm not really, you know, and that happens a lot, which is why you don't play down a chance of, even Tua's on the board, you know, for it. I don't know. Rivera didn't, you know, give him a hug and a kiss there at that presser. But then again, he's trying to motivate people, and he doesn't want the kid to think he's got it automatically. He's going to have to work for it.
Right.
So,
but I could see him bailing it after a year, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, if it doesn't work, yeah, he's definitely looking at him. You know, and Haskins has a lot to go before he's ready to be a, you know, real good quarterback.
What do you make of, let's just assume Scott Turner has a better offense. O'Connell just as unproven, but just sort of learning the new verbiage, learning the new plays, all of that, how much of a hurdle is that for him to overcome?
Well, it shouldn't be if you put in the work.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you got, how many months is it till opening day? Eight? Something like that. Okay, you got 8 months to learn a new language. I think you can do it, you know, get those tapes out and just keep watching. But, you know, that shouldn't be the excuse.
Yeah, not saying it's an excuse. I'm just saying it's a thing. It's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it is. I mean, there's a lot to know. The biggest thing the Redskins are going to need, they got to find themselves a tight end. I mean, I don't think Jordan – you can't expect Jordan Reed to be back. I don't know if he will or not.
Even if he comes back, you can't rely on him. That's proven.
You know, Scott's offense is going to resemble some of Norv's, which was a Zampezi, which was an Air Coryell offense.
Right.
And the tight end, Norv used to turn Steven Alexander into a great tight end.
Right.
You know? Jamie Asher was a great tight end. I mean, good Lord.
Yeah, you're going back.
Yeah.
Great.
Well, that was North.
I don't know if I'd qualify. Jamie Asher is great.
Jamie Asher was not great, but he was very good. He was much better than he would have been anywhere else.
Okay, that makes sense.
All right. I'll put it that way. So I think you're going to find yourself a tight end, but where? You know, do you find him in free agency? The second round pick is gone, so that would have been a tight end thing. There's no first round pick tight end. So they got to find one because that's how this offense really works, and that will help Haskins immensely. That's something he really missed. You know, Vernon Davis was gone too, so they had nothing. Jeremy Sprinkle, you know, so that this offense got to find a tight end, and that could make a big difference.
Maybe they pursue a guy like Austin Hooper from Atlanta, who's a free agent this year.
They're going to overpay somebody because they desperately need one.
Right. What's the latest on the whole the stadium deal? Like, what are we down to? Nobody really wants him, right?
Man, it's crashed and burned.
Who's taking over the reins now that Bruce is gone?
I haven't heard yet. I mean, it's got to be Dan Snyder at some point has to step up
and
show his face. I mean, you know, Cook couldn't pull off a deal in D.C. part because he didn't want to, but they basically need Donald Trump to get Interior to sell this land to D.C. And why shouldn't they? We're American citizens here. We should be entitled to this land, too. We're going to buy it. We're not taking it. And they need that land to be able to get an extended lease on the stadium. That happens. The stadium will go. I mean, the mayor's for it. The council's very lukewarm. But, you know, once money gets flashed around, you know, what it can do, they'll come along. But, you know, D.C. Is the only one left. I mean, Maryland gave stadium kind of money to save Pimlico and Baltimore and save the horse racing industry up there. That was a couple hundred million bucks.
Hmm.
You know, Amazon got Virginia's money. I mean, so D.C., they ask how they're going to pay for it. Well, you're getting ready to start sports gaming in about a month or two.
Right.
Why can't we put some of that money into this? So I think it's still way in flux. Snyder is not a good negotiator on these kind of things. But he's either got to find somebody, but he's got to call in some political favors and start these wheels going.
Joined by Rick Snyder, columnist here on 106.7 The Fan. You can read his latest columns at thefandc.com. One of your bits during Redskins games is to, you know, send pictures and let people know how many Redskins fans are actually going to the games. These are estimates, your eyeball test. I know the last game was just a woeful attendance of Redskins fans. I think you thought maybe it was only 10,000 there, something like that. Do you see that changing if they win, if they just simply win, or is the fan base damaged so much?
Well, Bruce gone is a key. I did a Twitter poll, had about 800 people vote. And I said, okay, Bruce is gone. Are you coming back? And 2/3 of them said yes.
Kind of, it's crazy. Sucker. Yeah.
Suckers. So, you know, I think winning helps, but they're in a flux here. I mean, supposedly you are now 7 years away from a new stadium. Could be in D.C. You're looking at a totally different market of buyers. And no one has ever said this, but I really worry about PSLs coming into play, which means average people just can't afford it. So I don't know. I think you tread water attendance-wise for the next few years and then use the new stadium as a lure to bump up FedEx attendance at the end. I mean, there are marketing people from the Redskins who call season ticket holders and say, if you don't renew your tickets now, you won't get tickets to the new stadium. Dude, that's 8 seasons from now.
Yeah, nobody cares.
What kind of approach is that?
Nobody cares.
It's called a desperate approach.
I have heard it. And you're thinking if you're, say, 65 now, oh, when I'm 73? I mean, this aging fan base, you can't get that, but they're using that. And I don't think they're using it well.
Right.
So they've got a lot to look at. And the stadiums in this country are changing so much. The next one's got to have things like 5G. 14 NFL stadiums have 5G technology in them. 14. This isn't one of them because it costs about $2 million. I guess they don't want to put it in. But the British soccer leagues, I write for Sports Business now, so it's, I learn all this stuff. The British soccer leagues gained huge attendance this past year because they went to the 5G system and went to people's phones to entice them to come back to games because they found out a key thing in attendance was people didn't want to give up their phones for a couple hours. That sounds ridiculous to me. Go watch the game. Don't worry about your phone. Mm. But that's the reality of the new market. Mm. And so they've got to figure out those kind of things. You got to make things like, here's an Instagram spot in the stadium. Take the pictures. Eligible for prizes. You got to do these kind of new things to the new markets. You and, you know, you're sorry to tell you this, but y'all are getting older too.
We know.
We're not the market. We go to a game, eat a hot dog, and watch the game. That's not what the younger generation is doing. It's an event. It's not a game.
By the way, what did you make of the statistics that came out that the Redskins actually had an increased attendance, and it was like the best in the NFL?
Figures don't lie, but liars can figure, is the old saying. I mean, that's just ridiculous. That's right, because this year was definitely worse than last year. I've seen a 3-4 year steady erosion. The last two games, I'd say, was about 6,000. To 10,000 Redskins fans is all. There was nothing there. When Detroit is bringing more fans than you have here, that's a big problem. Right. And it's not just the NFC East opponents. It's everybody is outdrawing them. It's ridiculous and it's shameful.
And they were losing in the ratings to, you know, the CBS games.
Oh, this is definitely rock bottom. There's just no way out of this. But I think with Rivera, with the high draft pick, and I think this roster is good enough to do something. I'm not betting the rest of my hair on it like Russell, but I think they can be a much better team this coming year.
Right.
You shave my head, you didn't really win much.
Yeah, right. That was a bogus bet anyway. They didn't shave him completely down. I mean, you got to.
They did a pretty good job, though. Yeah. Did a pretty good job. All right, listen, Rick.
I was going to say, you shave Russell's head, you got a war criminal walking around. You don't want that.
It's a good line.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, guys. See you.
All right. Yep.
Yeah, and check out his work at thefandc.com. Hey, he's not that dissimilar than us. He's got to put a column together.
That's right. He's got to put out content.
I mean, if you just sit here and speculate on all the ways Joe Burrow might slip to you at 2, it ain't happening.
No, it's not.
It's not happening. He is. When you look,
can you imagine Bengals fans if they decided, let's say their people actually legitimately believe that Chase Young is the highest rated draft prospect of this draft. And they drafted Chase Young number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine being a fan of the Bengals saying, are you kidding me? You're drafted defensive end when we have Andy Dalton at quarterback?
Well, much like the Skins fan base, I think the Bengals fan base has been steadily eroding too. So I don't know how many people are going to be up in arms about it.
He's the best prospect since Andrew Luck, everybody's talking about, and it's not even close. Because after Andrew Luck, you know, or before that, you had like Sam Bradford, you had Cam, who there were still questions about Cam, Matthew Stafford, Matt Ryan, Jamarcus Russell, Vince Young, Alex Smith, Eli, Carson Palmer. I mean, there haven't been quarterbacks, Michael Vick. I mean, it's unbelievable the question marks that have been. I guess Peyton Manning would be the only sort of sure thing between Andrew Luck and Peyton Manning. There's nothing.
And we had a debate, and I was on the Ryan Leaf side. Who do you draft number one?
Yeah.
Peyton Manning or
so
Ryan
even
Leaf?
Even there. But I'd say
yes.
Most people were
he
on
had the
Peyton
pedigree,
Manning.
And you knew that he was going to be a star in the NFL.
But, I mean, I'm going to put all my chips in.
I actually have more questions
on
about Joe Burrow. As fantastic as he was this year, I'm a little bit with Cakes.
The one-year wonder thing?
The system.
Yeah, I'd be concerned about
wonder,
it.
He wasn't a can't-miss guy out of high school. Now he's become a better player, and he wasn't obviously can't-miss 2 years ago. He wasn't a can't-miss a year ago.
I don't know.
He's had one unbelievable
season.
I
could be wrong. He could start from game one and throw for 28 touchdowns as a rookie and be a sensation, but I'm going to guess he's going to have some pitfalls and some struggles.
He's going to struggle, but I think he's going to be a 10-year starter in the league.
Right.
I think he's legit. The throws were too accurate.
He has that potential, but I need to see more of it.
Yeah, his deep ball is really impressive.
He's so athletic.
Yeah.
He can move his legs. He looks like he can do it all. I don't know what he can't do. I don't know what that kid can't do.
If you want to chime in, phone number is 800-636-1067. It is Open Line Thursday here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you now on Open Line Thursday. Phone number is 800-636-1067. Your chance to steer the show. Talk about whatever you want. Yesterday, we spent a lot of time talking about the cheating scandal in baseball and some about Josh Donaldson signing with the Minnesota Twins and not the Nationals, wondering if Nationals fans are worried that they're not going to have enough bats in the lineup without Anthony Rendon that they're going with.
You're not really worried, but
Cabrera and
they're hoping Keyboom.
Castro.
They're hoping Keyboom comes up big.
A lot of unproven guys, if you will, are guys who aren't certainly not Anthony Rendon.
Here's the thing. They get a pass because they just won the effing World Series.
Correct.
And B, so it's all gravy this year. And B, everyone has faith in Mike Rizzo that Mike will figure something out. Just like he did with the bullpen last year. They taped it together. They brought in 50 different guys. They settled on two or three down the stretch. Luckily, they found a lightning in a bottle with Daniel Hudson. And they were able to ride that down, you know, he and Doolittle, and made it work.
I did see Ryan Zimmerman said he's had a couple conversations of late in the last couple of weeks. He doesn't seem to be worrying about it all.
I don't think Ryan worries about anything.
In a month.
Yeah.
I think he was doing something with the Capitals.
Oh, he was in the goalie pads.
Yes. Yeah.
He was doing the
Ovi's ripping slap shots at him.
He was doing the bit with the Capitals, and he was asked about his contract, and he had not a worry at all. He's like, they know my position. They know where I stand. We've had a couple conversations. It almost was like Anthony Rendon. It's like if it works out, it works out. If not, all right, I'll just play golf.
I don't think Ryan Zimmerman has a care in the world. We should all be so lucky.
He probably. Yeah, I'm sure he has a few, but not very many.
Not too many.
He has life cares, but
he doesn't seem to. He seems to be one of the most chill dudes I've ever met.
Seems pretty content.
All right, it's Open Live Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. You can talk about whatever you want. Let's go to Edward in Bladensburg. Hey, Edward, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Happy Thursday.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you, thank you. I'm on my way up here to speak to these middle school kids about going to college. How about that on a Thursday? So
nice. Well, what is it that you do that you're speaking to middle school kids?
Well, so it's actually a little fun at the end because I'm a volunteer firefighter back here in Prince George's County, so I bring my gear up and let them mess with that for about 30 minutes at the end.
Ah.
And I just got done with college also myself recently in December, so it's a little bit, you know, better to give back. I've been doing it for 3 years.
Nice.
This year make 3 years, but I finally got done with school myself, so I think it's something, as my director said at work, you know, it's time to just continue to get back to the community and make, you know, these little kids go and get their education.
You're a better man than me, Edward.
It's a good thing. And it took you longer to finish college than it did Tommy Horsey, which is crazy. It's impressive.
So what's up?
Here's my thing about Joe Burrow, right? He reminds me way – I understand what he threw, 10 more overall touchdowns, including the college football playoffs and the bowl game. So mm-hmm. He threw 60, I think, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
And Dwayne Haskins threw 50.
Yeah.
They're way too similar. Their numbers are similar. They were put in a position to succeed for 1 year, except Joe Burrow just transferred. Okay? I want people to do this. Whether you're Cincinnati, Washington, or even Detroit, if he even falls that far, which I don't think he will, because there's a 99% chance him and Chase Young are going to go to the teams that, you know, Mark Mayock has them going to in his mock draft. But here's the thing. He's going to regress. He's not going to throw another 30 touchdowns. People, please calm down. He's not going to a team that has three or four receivers. A.J. Green can't stay healthy, okay? So that's the number one thing. We don't know where A.J. Green is going to stand when the season starts. You still need to build around him. By the time Cincinnati is anything relevant, it may be during his second or third year.
Okay.
Okay? So I just don't understand.
So what's the point?
Really, the point is, don't be surprised if him and Dwayne Haskins, even though Haskins only played half a season, don't do anything the first couple of years. They're both one-year wonders. Hmm. One-year wonders don't always succeed.
Okay. Don't. Fair point. I just think that he's way more advanced than Dwayne was coming out of college. Way more accurate.
We say that now, and then he gets into the NFL, and he faces these totally different speed of defenses, and he's totally different speed of cornerback. He's picked off 15 or 16 times in the entire season, maybe even 20, and he throws 20 touchdowns evenly. He's not going to be that good in his first year. I like him. I love him as a college player. He excited a lot of people.
Would you take him one?
I would not. I do not think. I think Chase Young is more of a game changer than Joe Burrow is at a quarterback right now.
See, my problem with the whole Chase Young thing. And
all right, thank you, Edward. Thank you, buddy.
He may lead whichever team to championships is. J.J. Watt won Defensive Player of the Year 3 years in a row. Well, I don't know if it's 3 years in a row, but he won it three times, right? Never won a Super Bowl. I know that you can do it, but to me, the quarterback is the one that drives the bus. If you just—that's
the Colin Cowherd argument.
I've always stood by that. I mean, if you just look at all the top defensive guys, I know when the Broncos won it, Von Miller was a huge reason why they won it. But if they had stuck with Brock Osweiler, I doubt they would have won it.
No, they wouldn't.
Peyton Manning.
If you think he's close to Andrew Luck, if you think he's that much more dominant than the next quarterback, then you have to, and you have a glaring need at quarterback, you have to take him.
Oh, they're definitely taking
him. There's no way you can't take
him. I'm telling you, I don't care what Edward says, there's no scenario where the Bengals don't take him.
If the Bengals don't take Burrow at one and just bypass him for Chase Young, the fans are going to show up at Paul Brown Stadium and burn it to the ground.
It's not happening.
It's going to be a crazy scene.
And he should start in week one, regardless of how he plays in the preseason.
Right now, the Bengals have Andy Dalton and Ryan Finley at quarterback. You're not going to win a lot of games with those guys. You're just not. You have to press the reset button, get the new guy in there, and start from there.
All right, let's go to Andre in Manassas. Open line Thursday. Your chance to steer the show. 800-636-1067. Andre, what's up, buddy?
I'm doing well, guys. So last week or earlier this week, you guys were talking about a new invention that would allow guys, when they're playing hide the pencil with their wives, to instead of running the Preakness, you would be running the Belmont. And Let's slow down.
First of all, I play hide the cucumber, not the pencil. That's what Cakes plays. And then the Preakness. So you're saying the Preakness is
a shorter race.
It's a shorter race.
The shortest one.
The Belmont's the longest one, right? Yeah.
Correct.
All right.
So I guess the question is, I guess hypothetically, then you're probably satisfying your partner a little bit more. So I guess my concern would be you're probably running less races. Because you would think, you know, if you're, I guess the trade-off is, would you rather, you know, last longer or have more races? Because that's my theory.
I would rather have more races.
Probably have more races.
Yes.
So you don't want.
I'd like to have more medals at the end of my race.
I don't think that if you're in the Belmont more frequently doesn't mean you can't be in more horse races. Like I think that
hold on,
first of all, the aid is probably just helping you out.
It didn't say that you had to do less.
Right. I don't think it hurts your quantity. You know what I mean?
Why are you thinking that it would hurt the number of races you run?
Because I think your partner's more satisfied and she probably wouldn't want to participate more.
I figure most wives don't want sex anyway.
Wouldn't that be the opposite? if they're satisfied, wouldn't they want more?
No, yeah. I think it's like when you at the dinner table, you eat, then you know you're going to pass some desserts and you're good. You're good to go for another couple.
If I go to a nice restaurant and I have a great experience, I'm more likely to go to the restaurant again.
I think if you're not satisfying your wife, if she's having a terrible meal, she's going to stop eating at the restaurant.
Right.
Yeah.
She's going to find another restaurant.
Yeah, she's
going to
find a new restaurant. Yeah, right. At the gym. Right. You know, some hot trainer.
Right. All right, gentlemen. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Andre's put a lot of thought
into
that.
By the way, we were breaking AWOD's balls. Apparently, I don't know. Was I here when you consummated this bet about AWOD going bunless in 2020?
It was off air.
It was off air.
Drab and I made a bet in 2019. It was like he gave me 10-1 odds on $5 that Adam wouldn't have sex for the entire year.
Right.
And Adam didn't have sex.
So now we're. So you owed him 50?
No, he owed me 50.
He owed you 50. Okay.
That's an unbelievable sum.
I know.
And then,
he's thinking
time.
He's going to go all, but 2020.
We're running it back double or nothing for 2020.
Very good. Yeah. I like that.
And here's Valdez's theory. And we could get into this maybe when we come back or after the blitz, whatever. Valdez's theory is that Adam, who's been bunless for, I mean, I don't even know, 18 months, however long it's been. He had one left tackle for the, you know, that he tagged. But his theory is him losing weight is actually hurting him because he has an overinflated view of himself anyway. And we always say he's going to like the hot bars.
He's
going like where Tom Wilson goes to get chicks. And so now he thinks he's skinny again. So now he thinks he really belongs to get like the Tom Wilson caliber chicks. When I've been telling him all along, you got to go to Ruby Tuesday. You know what I mean? You got to go to Fridays.
Scale back a little
Applebee's.
Bit.
Applebee's. You got to stop going where you're going.
I don't think I'm that nubs.
You are.
Look, I've had a slump. Everyone knows I've had a slump. But I can get hot. I can catch fire in 2020. It's possible. Skinny Adam is getting after it.
See, do you see him catching fire?
More chance you catch fire and burn to death than really catch fire with the ladies.
What's the most fire you ever had in your life? Like freshman year of college, sophomore year, junior year?
He's never been on fire.
When was your best year?
He's never had
I played NBA Jams, and that was the most I got on fire.
Yeah, he's never been on fire. He stumbled into one or two girls in college, the least productive.
Even that is questionable.
Yeah.
Because we've been around him for 5 years. There's been no women. But he makes us believe that he was this killer in bed.
Right. Did we ever actually ask him when we had the lie guy in here that if he actually is a virgin? Like, did we ever ask
that question.
We never asked Robert Smith?
Yeah. It's fine. I mean, I don't want to attack him for it. But, I mean, maybe that's really what's going on here. He just doesn't know how to do it.
At most, I'm a born-again virgin. I've had sex since I started working on this show.
You have?
Yes.
How many times?
Four.
Four?
Four? Four that I can memorize right now, yeah.
That you can memorize right now.
Yeah.
All right, let's list them. Go ahead. Who are the four chicks?
There was the big girl.
Right.
The left tackle. Yeah, there was...
She counted it, two.
The Spanish girl I got with on my birthday in 2016.
How'd you meet her? Just at a... bar with your friends?
Yeah, mutual friends.
Yeah. One time only? You met her? Was like a one-night stand, essentially?
It was.
Yeah.
There was a Canadian girl that I got with.
I was about to make a joke that you had a girlfriend in Canada. You're doing it yourself.
You have a Canadian girl.
I had a Canadian girl.
She lives in Niagara Falls. Yeah.
Got anybody here in the United States?
She lives here.
Anybody in the United States so we can document.
Been ever.
Yeah. Go ahead. Did you bang somebody from Russia, too?
No. And then there was the random girl that I met at Don Tito.
Yeah.
And she was not a dime.
Right. You got like the worst girl in Don Tito.
The worst girl in Dime Tito's history.
Right. Right.
They tried to kick her out.
Right. And that was what year?
What year?
2018.
Maybe
you need to hire like a dating life coach or something.
I mean, the years have been going by so quickly.
What'd you
and
say?
The years go by so quickly. And the thing is, I wake up early in the morning.
Yeah.
And I think it ruins my late night buns during the week. Because I can't go out and get after it on Thirsty Thursday.
That's not true. That's not true.
I'm making excuses. Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
That's very flimsy excuses over there.
I'm not an ugly guy, EB.
It's not that you're ugly.
No, yeah, it's not that you're ugly.
That you're ugly.
It's that your standards are so high for your partner.
You're going to the same bars Tom Wilson's going to.
Well, you thought it was a confidence thing for a while.
What do you mean?
Because you thought I was like puppy dogging with girls.
Well, I saw how you were acting with the chick at the Wizards game.
Well, I think when he has official on the line, that's how he gets. But that's not necessarily his MO when he's meeting them. Like when he's.
Well, I think when he meets him, he's just hammered. So he's too drunk when he meets him.
No, but like when he goes out on a date, he realizes he has a fish on the line, so he does whatever he can.
Yeah, he's
to
just
reel
too
it in.
Yeah, but he's just like too much like of a wuss.
I'm
like,
not very much of a badass. That was Griff. Griff Waugh.
But that was your other persona.
That was your alter ego.
I tried that for a little bit.
About
it didn't
that.
Work.
Right, I forgot about that too.
Adam thinks that
anyway,
we remember everything about him.
Anyway, I mean, on all the years we've been doing the show, how many years? 20, going on 24 years? 23, 24
it's been a
years.
While,
if you go back
yeah.
to weekends.
Two plus decades.
You're literally the only guy that can't get laid on the show, like for guys that have worked here, like behind the scenes.
Maybe
like,
you
all
only
of
bumps.
Our producers, every single one of them. Every single one of them. Half of them married girls.
I really think it's because the times are changing.
Times are changing?
Radio superstars.
It's never been easier for people to get.
They're not getting buns left and right like they used to.
What?
You guys haven't had a bikini contest in years. That's where I was going to strike.
Oh, my God.
It's money.
Bikini girls.
I run on material.
No, he's right.
What?
He thinks he can get these girls that are just unattainable.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why can't he even hook up with girls online? Like, to me... Getting girls theoretically has never been easier.
Yeah, that's what I would
that's
argue.
What I know.
I would argue
online
it's easier.
Stuff. It's never been easier.
There's so much access.
Click on things.
Yeah.
I mean, I get matches.
So why don't you go out with them?
I don't get sized for the matches.
Because they're hurting.
Right. Because they're not a 9 or a 10.
Right.
Or a 7 or a 6.
Can you? Can you set up an appearance?
Don't
like
you get tired of having the same conversation with them over and over and over again?
They kind of humor me every once in a while. Can you set up an appearance at like a Fridays? And we'll just
have happy hour?
Yeah, for Adam.
In Manassas.
Yes. Right? Or Dale City. Okay? Something like that.
Okay.
And we'll do like a meet and greet and we'll just try. Something will fall in his
It'll
lap.
Just be a bunch of junkies listeners. A bunch of dudes.
Yeah, okay.
A
bunch of dudes from Woodbridge.
We'll try
They're
to market it somehow. Get some girls over there.
You know? I appreciate that you really do care. Like you
well,
want
it's just staggering
me,
to me.
You I want mean, me to hit the skins.
Yeah. Why don't you be a normal 27-year-old? Yeah.
I don't think he's good at... It's clearly... It's not think. He's not good at... Hooking up like one night stands.
He's good at it.
He needs to stumble onto a girlfriend, like just
oh
the,
for
the,
sure
the unicorn. That,
for sure,
some girl that likes a guy who has a wizard's
oh no. If
wallet.
You ever find another girl that's ever willing to be with you, marry her.
Yeah, because
for sure,
chain her to the bed.
He's not a player.
No.
So going to these clubs. By the way, he's going to places where there are a bunch of professionals who show up with their you know not necessarily a suit and tie, but I bet you sometimes they've got jackets. They've got nice button-down shirts.
Yeah, they have real jobs.
He's hammered asking if the pizza's banging.
Right. He is in the wrong environment. But the other thing is, he's just not that guy. He's just not a stone-cold killer that's going to get one-night stands.
Well, he's also
stumbled onto it,
once
a year.
Like the food court at Springfield Mall.
It's just he needs to stumble onto a girlfriend.
That's where you're going to meet somebody.
He's also aged out. Like, he can't go to a bar.
Like a girl
where it's
in line
at
Chipotle.
Like, it can't be a bunch of college-age women because... He's getting too old to be that guy.
Yeah, you might actually be now divorcee, like somebody that's been divorced and with two kids.
Yeah, get somebody
on
the rebound.
That's what it is. You need a mom. You need a mom. A divorced mom.
Not necessarily with kids, but maybe somebody just a really bad marriage for a year or two.
I think a young child.
I don't think he's that old yet. You're 26?
27.
27.
He's creeping
I think I'm on to something.
30.
I think
he's
somebody.
Up.
Oh,
by 27,
a girl that got pregnant at like 17.
Yeah.
And she's been raising the kid on her own,
mom,
like really hardworking girl, like probably didn't go to college like a hairdresser, but she's just breaking her balls.
Low confidence.
Yes. You swoop in.
Someone mistreated
I'm not
for years.
Loving the idea of dating a mom.
I think that's your caliber.
All right. EB, you'd get more excited to come in and say this week for Hit the Skins, we're going to talk about AWOD hitting the Skins More excited than coming in and saying, hey, we're going to hit the Skins because the Redskins drafted Chase Young.
There's some truth to that.
Use that line on the ladies in the bar and see what happens.
Bad delivery. I never know how to get. I never know how to get out of these segments.
That's why he doesn't have success.
Right. Well, we're trending towards something.
I'm swinging for the fences.
Here's a tip: never wear that hoodie out on a date either.
Right.
Should never be worn.
He wore Mighty Ducks to your surprise party, right?
Yeah, I know. People were jealous.
Hockey jersey.
Fine.
Everybody else had. No, I wore a jacket. People had nice shirts.
I know.
He had a terrible hockey jersey.
At least
couldn't
he
have been
up.
More loud. It was green and yellow. Know.
He just has no clue. He has no clue. All right, don't you have a read? I think you have a read.
I actually don't have it in front of me. Valdez asked me if I had it. I don't.
So do you want us to find it? Here. Which client is it?
I do
it?
Know I'm a fan of Coach Wooten's basketball.
Oh, I have it.
Cakes says.
I have it.
Cakes says.
My bad.
Yeah, go ahead, Cakes.
Give your child, like AWOD, a first-class basketball experience and a first-class life experience at Coach Wooten's basketball camp. Their goal is for campers to love basketball more by instilling confidence, teaching the game, and having fun. They teach all day, every day, 5 skill sessions per day. They work on your basketball IQ with competitions, contest speakers, and 3 games per day. Instruction is the difference at Coach Wooten's basketball camp. Register at CoachWooten.com. That's 2 O's and 2 T's. That's CoachWooten.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
A minute, put it on your phone, select our station, and you can rewind up to 24 hours. It's pretty cool.
We've talked about this many times, but the vending machines here,
yes,
which are owned by Monumental, it's such a life leak for me. I mean, how much do you think you spend a day?
Probably $4.
$4 or $5.
So I figure it's
not that bad, really.
What's it like? 20? Let's just say $20 a week. It's $80 a month times the. So is it, what is that, $1,000 in a year, something like that? I don't know.
Roughly,
I just can't believe.
$1,000 a month to snack during the show.
I get a protein bar, which I finish in roughly 20 seconds.
Sure, you wolf it down.
And it was like, boom, $3.
Just steal Brock's food. That's what I do. I'm finishing off the very good. The peppermint, whatever that's called.
I'm telling
you,
he's not
crackle.
He's not going to miss it.
So good.
I think it's pretty much community food.
Yeah.
I just think it is. Like, you don't bring in a tub of pork rinds that's this high and this wide to eat all yourself.
No.
You just don't. I'm sorry. That's community food as far as I'm concerned.
Was it in his area?
Definitely in his area.
Yeah, definitely is.
He's got like six boxes. I think I could just take like a sleeve of Pop-Tarts.
You totally could.
Yeah. I think it's there for you.
Now, I think you should
acknowledge it?
Well, acknowledge it and or maybe the next time you're at the store. Yeah, just buy a box of Pop-Tarts and put it on
his desk. I
don't
want to get carried away. Let's not get carried away, Casey.
I don't know what it is. Like, I would be so much better off if I just bought a bunch of boxes of protein bars and put it in my locker.
Sure.
And why don't you do that?
I've never done it.
Why wouldn't you do it?
Lazy.
You could walk to a Harris Teeter. I know where you live. You could walk to the Harris Teeter. You could buy a big box of granola bars and stuff it in your locker.
You should.
And when you see me,
I
would save you.
You're a
squeaker. I'm a squeaker too. It would save you a ton of money. Save you a ton of dough.
No, it's not going to save you that much. It's not going to change your life, but it makes you feel better.
It's not life changing,
but feel better.
Just every once in a while, but I'm with you. Like, I can't believe that this was $2.89.
Like yesterday I went to Monumental Vending, and on my way out, I bought a can of soda. Okay, I didn't think much about it, but it was $1.07. If I went into a store and they said, "How about you buy this cube of soda with 24 sodas in it? It's going to cost you $25." It would drive me crazy. But that's what you're doing by buying it piecemeal.
It's the convenience of it, though.
It's the convenience, which is great. But $1.
Why'd you buy a can? Why didn't you buy a bottle?
I don't know. I made a grave mistake. I made a terrible mistake. Terrible life decision.
All right, let's go to our guy Tree.
I kind of like it out of a can better.
You do? Well, but you don't get as much.
Yeah, not as much. Yeah. 12 versus 20. It's a big difference.
Let's go to our guy Tree in Houston.
By the way, what I do when I go to the stores, I get the small one.
Oh no, I would never do that.
I do that for cocktails. Tree.
Hey, fellas, what's up?
What's up?
So Tree's a guy that goes around. He's got a bet with his buddy who can go to the most, I guess they have to hit all the college football stadiums, you know, in their lifetime. I don't even know what the bet is.
Sounds like a nightmare to me, but he loves it.
Sounds like a nightmare to me, too.
It's his brand.
Yeah. It is his brand. That's true.
So what are you up to now? I mean, it's over now.
Oh, yeah. It's the off season for him.
Are you planning for next season? Is that what we're up to now?
Well, so I kind of, you know, at the end of the year, I tally up the numbers, see where I'm at. So I'm at 86 stadiums. I got in 8 this year.
Wow.
It was about $600 a game.
What was the best one?
What was the most expensive one?
No, the best one, your best experience.
Oh, Notre Dame, right. So we saw Notre Dame, Virginia Tech, you know, great game, 21-20, even though the Hokies lost. But Notre Dame's a great experience. I mean, it's a whole weekend. They really do it up right at the Golden Dome.
Right, right. All right, so you said you spent about $600 a game. So what is that, 600
it's
times 8?
It's like 5 grand
about
almost.
5 Gs. Is that, then that includes all your travel and everything? That's cheap.
That's everything.
That's
cheap. That's all in.
You must have had some terrible seats.
No, I mean, I was actually 50 yard line for Alabama Ole Miss, bottom tier, but that was an awful game. The tickets are never really that bad. I averaged $25 a ticket, so it's not like the pros, right? The pros is where you spend a ton of money for tickets.
Right, right, right.
Plus, we've seen your house. You're doing okay.
Yeah, you're doing pretty well.
Yeah, he's doing just fine.
Yeah, things are fine. But, you know, it's funny. I look and I see, you know, I saw 4 top 25 teams. The best team I saw was Oregon, who came in at number 5 at the end of the year.
Yeah.
But, you know, I see some dogs, right? I saw Ole Miss. I saw UConn, Southern Alabama. So it's, you know, it's not all gravy. That's right. For sure.
Some of it's a grind.
Yeah. So are the schedules even out for next year?
Oh, yeah, they're out. This? I think I asked you about this before. So once you hit all of the stadiums, let's say that's in 3 or 4 years, will you write some sort of book about it?
Yeah, that's the plan, right? I think we've got a fair bit of content. So, we're going to put together a book, and I mean, probably nobody will buy it, but that's all right. Yeah,
don't spend too much time on it.
Right.
Don't get carried away.
You know what? This is your book right here.
My advice for you would be, why don't you write as you go along?
Right.
You're not going to want to be like, hey, like 10 years ago, I went to this game.
Well, you're documenting it, right? Yeah. Do you have a website where you're documenting it all?
Yeah, we document everything on the website. We post reviews, that kind of thing.
What's the website again?
SoManyStadiums.com.
All right, let me see.
SoManyStadiums.com.
I would call it TooManyStadiums.com personally, but that's just me.
All right, just real quick, we got to go. Just give us your the top stadium you want to hit next year.
Top stadium next year is Norman, Oklahoma for Bedlam. Oklahoma versus Oklahoma State.
That's a good one.
Gotcha, gotcha. All right, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, fellas, get better, those of you that are ill.
All right, thank you, man. Trying our best.
Jason's got the flu. Late. EB's had a head cold for roughly 10 years.
All winter.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
I would say you could recuperate this weekend, but aren't you like driving to a volleyball tournament?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to be on the go.
I mean, it was 1,000 people.
What are the chances he's healthy enough to go back to the woods this year, though?
Oh, he'll definitely make a trip to the woods when we go down to West Palm.
Are we
going to
be in that vicinity? We're going to...
I mean, we're staying in West Palm, I'm assuming.
We are staying in West Palm. It's about 30 minutes.
Hotel is in question because I think we have different accommodations.
We lost the hookup.
Now, hopefully we're not staying in a crime scene hotel like Grant and Danny got put up at a few years ago.
Right.
We stay away from that.
Right.
Not trying to hang out at like Riviera Beach.
Hey, if we're within 45 minutes, I will go to the woods. 100%.
We're going to the woods March 2nd. You're going to be at the woods on March 2nd. I think we're flying there on March 1st.
Yeah.
Do the show on Monday, and then Monday evening, you're going to be going to the woods.
Yeah.
And Cakes is going to find the nearest casino.
No, I'm going to meet up with Dave Richard. I'm finally going to do it this year.
You say that every year.
I know I say it every year. I'm going to do it in 2020.
All right. Coming up next, we'll talk about the story which is overtaking baseball, the cheating scandal and more with Will Leach, who now is a columnist for MLB.com. Keep it here. We're the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.